Operation Lone Star surges to stop illegal entry of large groups. Texas border business. Austin, Governor Greg Abbott, the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, and the Texas National Guard continue to work together to secure the border, stop the smuggling of drugs, weapons, and people into Texas, and prevent, detect, and interdict transnational criminal activity between ports of entry. Since the launch of Operation Lone Star, the multi-agency effort has led to over 523,100 illegal immigrant apprehensions and more than 47,800 criminal arrests, with more than 41,300 felony charges. In the fight against the fentanyl crisis, Texas law enforcement has seized over 551 million lethal doses of fentanyl, enough to kill every man, woman, and child in the United States and Mexico combined during this border mission. Texas has decreased illegal crossings into the state by over 86% due to our historic border security mission. Fewer illegal crossings into Texas means fewer migrants to transport to sanctuary cities. Since the start of Texas's transportation program, the state has transported over 12,500 migrants to Washington, D.C. since April 2022, over 45,900 migrants to New York City since August 2022, over 36,900 migrants to Chicago since August 2022, over 3,400 migrants to Philadelphia since November 2022, over 19,200 migrants to Denver since May 2023, over 1,500 migrants to Los Angeles since June 2023. Operation Lone Star continues to fill the dangerous gaps created by the federal government's refusal to secure the border. Every individual who is apprehended or arrested and every ounce of drugs seized would have otherwise made their way into communities across Texas and the nation due to open border policies. Recent highlights from Operation Lone Star. Governor Abbott highlights Texas's ongoing efforts to secure border, crack down on Tren de Aragua. Last night, Governor Abbott highlighted Texas's unprecedented border security mission and the comprehensive, statewide operation to crack down on the dangerous Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua, TDA, at the South Texas Property Rights Association's, STPRA, annual meeting in Corpus Christi. For nearly two decades, the South Texas Property Rights Association has fought to ensure that our border with Mexico is safe and secure, said Governor Abbott. Our latest battle has been against Tren de Aragua, which is why last month, I ordered the Texas Department of Public Safety to launch a statewide operation directly targeting Tren de Aragua to deter and disrupt their criminal operations. Texas law enforcement has already begun making arrests of known and suspected Tren de Aragua members. Read more here, Governor Abbott. Texas continues construction on border wall. Yesterday, on X, formerly known as Twitter, Governor Abbott shared a video of construction workers installing border wall panels in Maverick County. Texas will continue to put American safety first and fill the gap of the federal government. Governor Abbott, Texas law enforcement arrests TDA gang member. Recently, DPS troopers arrested a Tren de Aragua gang member in Houston who was trying to recruit more members into the treacherous gang. Governor Abbott last month designated TDA as foreign terrorist organization and directed DPS to elevate them to a Tier 1 gang and to create a TDA strike team to identify and arrest TDA gang members. Texas will continue to disrupt TDA's criminal operations and deny their foothold in the state. Governor Abbott, Texas is working to keep America safe. Over the weekend on X, Governor Abbott provided an update on Texas's ongoing border security efforts to combat the border crisis created by the federal government. Texas is stepping up to secure our border and protect our communities and our nation. Watch, DPS brush team apprehends human smuggler, 8 illegal immigrants in Hidalgo County. On Wednesday, 17-year-old human smuggler Alejandro Balderrama Jr. from Mission, driving a Pontiac G6 led DPS troopers on a high-speed pursuit in Hidalgo County. The driver ran several red traffic lights and eventually lost control of the vehicle. After crashing into a light pole, Balderrama bailed out and ran toward several residential yards. He was soon located hiding in a horse stall, attempting to conceal himself inside a cardboard box. Two illegal immigrants from Mexico also bailed out of the vehicle with Balderrama and were apprehended by DPS brush team troopers. Six additional illegal immigrants from Mexico remained inside the vehicle. Balderrama was charged with smuggling of persons with the likelihood of serious bodily injury or death and evading arrest. All eight illegal immigrants were referred to Border Patrol. Watch, DPS troopers apprehend illegal immigrants in Webb County. On Tuesday, a human smuggler driving a Chevy Malibu led DPS troopers on a high-speed pursuit in Webb County. During the pursuit, the smuggler, Guillermo Austo Navarrete, an illegal immigrant from Mexico, disregarded several stop signs and crashed into a DPS special agent's vehicle. Upon exiting the vehicle, Navarrete resisted arrest and assaulted a Border Patrol agent. DPS troopers arrested Navarrete and charged him with three counts of smuggling of persons, evading arrest, and assault on a peace officer. Three illegal immigrants, also from Mexico, who were being smuggled in the vehicle were referred to Border Patrol. DPS intercepts over 500 illegal immigrants in Maverick County. This week, DPS troopers stopped multiple large groups totaling over 500 illegal immigrants in Maverick County. Among them were 39 illegal immigrants from special interest countries, including the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Egypt, Iran, the Republic of Mali, and Turkey. Over 100 unaccompanied children were also recovered from these groups. Texas, Indiana Army National Guard soldiers block illegal crossings. Earlier this week, Texas Guard soldiers assigned to Task Force West Echo Company worked with Indiana Army National Guard soldiers to block immigrants attempting to cross illegally into Texas from Mexico this week. Advanced optical sensors detected a small group from a distance, and soldiers responded. The first of the would-be crossers arrived at the triple-strand razor wire, which blocked access to the Texas shore of the Rio Grande River. The illegal immigrant spotted the soldiers and returned to Mexico. Texas National Guard soldiers assist in illegal immigrant apprehension. Earlier this week, Texas National Guard soldiers on a search and identification mission using an M2S2 thwarted a large group's attempted illegal crossing near Blue Bridge and the trusses where Texas, Mexico, and New Mexico meet. An M2S2 spotted six males in the brush along the river near the bridge. Drones maneuvered to immediately resume observation of the illegal immigrants, who took to the water to evade. As illegal immigrants' position was pinpointed, Texas National Guard rovers were directed to the location and turned back eight, and law enforcement partners arrested two others. Joint Task Force Lone Star continues to secure the border. In Task Force West near Sanderson, a drone team detected a group of illegal immigrants attempting to evade apprehension by law enforcement partners this week. The SUAS team maintained watch over of the group as Texas National Guard ground units and law enforcement partners stopped the group. Five illegal migrants were arrested by law enforcement. Texas National Guard soldiers continue to fortify Shelby Park. This week, the Texas National Guard continued to install shipping containers in coordination with the Texas Division of Emergency Management across the Turtle Creek area of Shelby Park to further secure the border. The 10 shipping containers added hundreds of feet of additional barriers to deter and repel illegal river crossings.